Good evening, I'm Rafferty Cleary. Expect partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight. Showers and storms possible, a low near 70. A Fentress County inmate allegedly overpowered a jailer and stole a vehicle from the sheriff's office today. Pickett County deputies arrested 32-year-old Stephanie M. Briggs after she crashed the 2008 Crown Victoria on Highway 127 and fled the scene. A Tennessee Highway Patrol crash report said Briggs was traveling north when the vehicle crossed the center line and collided with a GMC Sierra driven by 68-year-old Larry Hanahan. The report said Hanahan suffered minor injuries but required medical transport to an Albany, Kentucky hospital. Briggs received treatment for non-life-threatening injuries at Livingston Regional Hospital. Officials had to shut down the roadway because both vehicles caught fire after colliding. The THP confirmed that Briggs stole the vehicle after overpowering a jailer. Additional information about the incident will be provided by the Fentress County Sheriff's Office. They have not returned our phone calls today. Four companies have expressed interest in supplying fuel to the Upper Cumberland Regional Airport. Airport manager Dean Selby said a number of factors will be considered before awarding a contract.
Things like, well, it's not just expense of the fuel. It's, what are you going to charge us to process credit cards? What are you going to charge us for our point of sale system where that we process all transactions through? What kind of time frames can you get us fuel here? Because that's very important, and especially now with the volume we're doing from time to time, is how fast can you get us jet fuel here when we need it?
A three-member committee will recommend one of the fuel companies to the board during next month's meeting. Shell Aviation currently provides fuel to the airport, but without a contract agreement. The fate of Allgood's water tower will be discussed during a town hall meeting next month. Mayor Lisa Chapin Fowler said the previous town hall meeting raised good questions about the tower.
So now we have had the tank inspected and we have a report, and we want to reveal the results of that report to everyone at our next town meeting.
Fowler said the city would pay approximately $30,000 to tear down the tank, but repainting could cost anywhere from $54,000 to $100,000. The town hall meeting will take place on September 12th at 6 p.m. The Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security has launched a crash report purchasing website. A press release indicating that citizens can now use the website to access crash reports from all state law enforcement agencies. Officials said the new Purchase TN Crash website will save you from taking a trip to the Tennessee Highway Patrol office or local law enforcement agency. The online crash reports will cost $10. A Cookeville man faces charges for allegedly strangling a woman Thursday morning. The Cookeville Police Department charging 26-year-old David Hammonds with aggravated assault in violation of bond conditions. He has not yet posted his $39,000 bond. Officers came in contact with Hammonds after responding to a disturbance at Star Motor Inn. The investigation revealing that Hammonds became upset and strangled the victim with his hands. The police report said Hammonds also struck the victim in the face, causing a cut to her lower lip. Officers determined that the defendant had active bond conditions preventing him from associating with the woman, the bond conditions stemming from a previous domestic assault arrest, the report said. Hammonds will make his first court appearance on September 30th. Changes to the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency South Jefferson Avenue location will soon be taking place. Executive Director Mark Farley said this week that the agency will be working to free up some unneeded office space.
We're probably going to start shifting all of the operations for the Human Resource Agency to the upstairs and to the back portion of this building. And that's going to free up that whole front section for lease opportunities. That'll free up all the glass front and the ability to separate that off. Also, we've got the career center side. Now that it's vacant, we'll do the same thing there.
Farley said earlier this year that downsizing would be appropriate because the agency has too big a footprint at its current location. In addition, the UCHRA's workforce entity will soon be moving to the Upper Cumberland Development District's new headquarters off of England Drive. Farley said the agency will be marketing the vacant space use as the BizFoundry 2.0.
As an extension where the BizFoundry has that single office scenario where they're trying to get people up and running, we will be that next step. So somebody may be a home-based business or they may be at the BizFoundry and they need maybe up to four office pods together and the opportunity to have a meeting space and those type of things. So that's the way we're going to market this.
Some of the space could offer opportunities for commercial and retail operations, he said. The agency had hoped to sublease the office space to a state agency, but those plans ultimately fell through. The agency will also be looking to save some money by ending its lease on the current transit hub. Farley said the hub would be moved to the western corner of the UCHRA offices.
If you've ever driven around that away on that end of the, I guess that'd be the western end of the building, what used to be unemployment insurance office back there has a separate entrance and those type of things. We'll probably make that the hub entrance. And instead of coming under the coverings, the buses will just come around this drive. And that frees us up quite a bit of space there. Obviously, he's got other opportunities and is eager to lease that out. And that will able to offset our costs when we do that.
Farley discussed the future changes during the UCHRA's policy council meeting on Wednesday.